Of all the cool, competent blondes that populated the films of Alfred Hitchcock, none were more menaced, either on the screen or off, than Tippi Hedren. Hedren was under personal contract with Alfred Hitchcock when she made her screen debut in one of the Master of Suspense's last great masterpieces, 1963's The Birds. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Today we complete my conversation with actress Tippi Hedren about the making of the iconic Alfred Hitchcock film, The Birds. The Birds was a unique film for a number of reasons, not the least of which was that Tippi Hedren came under repeated attack by avian murderers.
Was there a plan at some point that these were going to be just fake birds and then it just kind of went out the window? Or do you think they always plan to throw real live birds at you?
Well, you know, when I read the script, I had questions about it. Even though I was a novice, I wasn't stupid. And so I said, Mr. Hitchcock, with some of these scenes with the birds, and especially at the ending of the film where she walks up those stairs, and first of all, why does she do that all by herself? And you know what he said? He thought for a moment, and he said, because I tell you to. Okay, fine. And I said, after I open that door and I see all of these raven and gull and all coming at me, how is that going to be done? And he said, oh, well, we're going to use the mechanical birds like we do with the children. I'm fine. I never thought about it again until the day we were to start that scene. And I was in my dressing room on the set, and I had a raven, a pet raven, who we adopted each other. He was so sweet, the bird trainer, Ray Berwick, wouldn't teach him all those bad things, so he couldn't be in the movie. So he'd hang out with me and play with my makeup, and then he'd sit on my shoulder, and then he'd sit on my head, and, you know, we were just buddies. His name was Buddy. So anyway, I'm in my dressing room, and the first AD came in, and he couldn't look at me. He looked at the floor and the walls and the ceiling, and I said, what's the matter with you, Jim? And he said, the mechanical birds don't work. We have to use real ones. And out the door he sailed. And now this is at the end of the film, and I had seen what those birds were capable of doing. And I went out to the set. There had never been an intention of using mechanical birds. There was a cage built around the door that I come in, top and sides, of chain link fencing. And there were four cartons about that high filled with raven and gull and a few pigeons thrown in. And
they were angry.
And yeah, they were, a matter of fact, yeah. You know, put them, anybody in a box, yeah. There were four trainers with gauntlets up to their shoulders, which they just alternately hurled at me for 5 days. No.
This should say humans were harmed in the making of this film, right?
Yeah, and in fact, the bird trainer would go to Hitch and say, the birds are tired. We have to stop for the day. And I went, wait, yoo-hoo. Me?
Were you ever hurt in those scenes?
Yes, I was scratched a number of times. Once really close to my eye, and that was Friday afternoon after starting on Monday, and I got all the birds off of me. They had them tied to my body, the ravens, and I just got all of them off of me, and I sat in the middle of the stage and just started to cry from just sheer exhaustion. Just sheer exhaustion.
I want to ask, you know, that is the indelible image of this film, is the birds, just the overlapping shots of birds attacking people. But, you know, I think you'll be surprised, if you haven't seen this film in a while, that there are all these scenes, wonderful scenes, between the women in the film, between you and Suzanne Pleshette,
yes.
Between you and Jessica Tandy.
Yes.
You know, and it's astonishing, given Hitchcock's career and the kinds of films he did. Part of this film is basically a women's picture, which was completely new to him. I mean, did he... Did you all ever think about that when you're making it, when you and Suzanne Plichette were together, that, you know, this is kind of odd. We're all together in this alone. There's no men around, and we're just having girl talk here.
Yeah, we did. We did talk about that, and the scenes with Jessica Tandy, you know, and there was a very powerful scene between the two of us, and there's a great story about that too. And I practically probably hold my whole, you know, acting career. I am grateful to Jessica Tandy, but it taught me a great deal. But with Suzanne Plichette and that electric kind of thing that was going on there, because we were, here was a woman who was madly in love with the same man that I'm thinking, he's very cool, you know. And I think it added a great deal to the film to have those kinds of relationships involved with it. But there's a story with Jessica Tandy that I really haven't told that many times. You know, the scene where I bring her the tea after she has seen the farmer, and I bring her the tea. Just before we went into the scene, Hitch said, "I want you to play this very bitchy." I went, "Okay, bitchy's fun." So I was very cold, and, you know, it was really... Yeah, I really had a good time doing that. And after the scene was assembled, Jessica Tandy and Hitch watched it together. I don't know why I wasn't there, because I was usually included in those sessions. And at the end of the scene, she turned to him and she said, "Nobody's going to like that girl." And he listened to that. Now, meanwhile, the set has been torn down. It's in, you know, deposited somewhere, and we were on to other things. He brought the set back, had it rebuilt. Everything was the same script, the same actors, the same set, the same everything. Except I played it in a very compassionate way. So when you watch it tonight, think, you know, just kind of put that in the back of your mind. Is it? And it if it hadn't been for Jessica Tandy, the film would have been entirely different.
Amazing. You know, Alfred Hitchcock is one of those directors that was really known for his obsessiveness over pre-production, the planning of everything, the design of everything, the look of everything, exactly where the marks were for the actors, and you know, basically having it all done, the film done in his head.
Yes.
You experienced a different type of obsession with Alfred Hitchcock on that film, which I don't think really any of his previous leading ladies had experienced to the extent you had.
I would venture to say there were other women who had this problem as well, but it was the kind of thing that grew very, very slowly. And it started out... Have any of you women been the object of anyone's obsession that you weren't interested in? All the time. Wow. Okay.
The birds.
Who are you? Yeah. You know, and it started out in rather strange ways. Like on the set, I would... He could be off on the other side talking to people, but he'd be staring at me. It started out like that, just watching me all the time. And after a while, it became very, very difficult for me. I managed to, you know, do the dances and try to get out of the situations where I would ever have to be alone with him.
Was there ever a point where you and the cast just sat down and said, "Please tell us, what is this about?
What,
why
the
are these birds doing what they're doing?"
You think it's my fault?
I have a suspicion.
Yeah, a lot of people do. You know, yeah, we'd kind of kick around the ideas. And I don't know if any of you have read the Daphne du Maurier short story, which Hitch was and Daphne du Maurier were friends. And... he had a kind of interesting mind that would choose specific stories to tell. And, of course, he was brilliant at it. And, of course, what an amazing idea to have beings that we see every day that we look at and think, aren't they beautiful and wonderful? And all of a sudden have them attack everyone. You know, it is a frightening thought. And did you read the Daphne du Maurier story?
No, I've never seen it.
It's a short story. Yeah. It's a 15-minute read, something like
she
that.
She wrote the novel that Rebecca was based on as well. Another Hitchcock film, his first film
writer.
In America.
But anyway, at the end of her story, it's the end of the world. It's sort of analogous to the atomic kaboom, you know.
But in the Hitchcock story, we're left with a giant question mark. You know, they seem to follow you.
Does that surprise you as a Hitchcock film? Even in the opening scene,
you know, you're already stirring up some birds in San Francisco. and then she walks into the pet store and all the birds go crazy. You know, it's like a hawk has walked in.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like that.
Where do you come down on what this is about? You know, one of the beauties of cinema art is that it's open to many interpretations. And was there ever a moment where Hitchcock revealed to you kind of where he was leading this, or have you developed your own thoughts about what this film means for 50 years?
Yeah, actually, he did not even give us an idea of why he thought the birds were attacking. But I do remember he called everybody together one evening to talk about the ending of the film. And he had all of these different endings. The one that I really liked the best was where, when the car drives off, we go into, we're heading towards San Francisco, and you see the Golden Gate Bridge covered with birds. And then you go to the Midwest and the arches are covered with birds. The Statue of Liberty is covered with birds. The Eiffel Tower. And of course, that would have been very expensive to do. So that was thrown out. But I really thought, you know, this, it's the way it really should have ended.
It would have taken us away from the fact that it was your fault. Because if they were attacking everywhere, it couldn't be about you.
Don't you understand? That's my purpose. Right?
I can't think of anyone I'd rather be in a bird apocalypse with. Thank you, Tippi Hedren, for sharing this moment with us. Tippi Hedren, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to part two of my conversation with actress Tippi Hedren about her trials and tribulations making Alfred Hitchcock's 1963 masterpiece, The Birds. Mr. Hitchcock developed an unhealthy obsession with Ms. Hedren during the making of this film, which was the subject of the recent HBO film, The Girl. Ms. Hedren and I spoke on the stage of the Plaza Theater before a sold-out screening of The Birds at the Plaza Classic Film Festival on August 10, 2012. Part one of our conversation is available online at ktep.org. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. I'm Charles Horak. Thanks for listening to On Film.